The protest outside President Bush's ranch this summer, led by Gold Star mother Cindy Sheehan, has been a rallying point for the peace movement. Now her counterpart has become an inspiration for people who support the war effort. She is Diane Ibbotson of Albion, Illinois. Her son, Corporal Forrest Justice, was killed in the same attack that killed Cindy Sheehan's son. Ibbotson is in Washington already preparing to speak at a Support the Troops rally on Sunday.
I'm in Washington because I'm on a mission to serve God and country the way my son gave his life. I haven't forgotten our enemy in this war on terror. I understand that forceful resolve is the response to terror, and that this is a war that we must win.
A Wisconsin veteran of the Iraq War shares that sentiment, but Scott Southworth has an entirely different take on the rallies in Washington this weekend. Southworth spent a year in Iraq commanding a Wisconsin National Guard military police unit. He says he supports the war effort, but now is not the time to take to the streets to oppose or support it.
In the wake of Hurricane Katrina, and now with the impending slam of Hurricane Rita, it just seems like kind of not appropriate. When our fellow Americans are getting battered by a storm, let's do something to help those people who are currently in need. And we can talk about things later.
Another Wisconsin supporter of the war effort, Owen Robinson, publishes a web page called Boots and Sabers. He says he's glad the anti-war protest will be balanced by a Support the Troops rally. Robinson says he doubts the protests will affect the Bush administration.
President Bush has shown time and time again he will do what he thinks is right or best, or go the course that he chooses based on factors that are not related to how many people are waving signs outside the White House.
While the demonstrators both for and against gather in Washington, peace vigils are planned in both Madison and Milwaukee. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.